News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. The latest Mideast war is back on. And Israeli jets have been hitting targets in southern Gaza, with U.S. officials urging Israel to minimize casualties, Vice President Harris among them.
As Israel pursues its military objectives in Gaza, we believe Israel must do more to protect innocent civilians.
This is the deputy head of Hamas's political wing there says there will be no future hostage exchanges until the war is over. The BBC's Mike Thompson's in Jerusalem.
Saleh al-Ariri's words will be grim news to the families of those still held hostage in Gaza, implying that even if another temporary pause in fighting is agreed, it won't be enough to end their nightmare. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu who took an equally uncompromising stance at a press conference a short while ago. He repeated that his country won't stop fighting until its forces have eradicated Hamas and brought all the remaining hostages home.
Back here on the Weather Watch, heads up New England. Snowfall coming Sunday and Monday.
I think the main impacts will be those traveling on the roads by later Sunday night. Probably the worst of it, kind of Sunday night into early Monday. But it will be spreading from south to north, impacting portions of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. That's where the biggest impacts will be, away from the coast in those three states.
Meteorologist Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Meantime, thousands of people have been without electricity in the greater Seattle area because of rain and wind. Los Angeles officials announced a suspect in the shooting deaths of three homeless people. That suspect already in custody in connection with another shooting. LAPD Chief Michael Moore.
Our entire law enforcement enterprise would be committed to this investigation, while our service providers and hundreds of outreach workers mobilized to alert our most vulnerable population to this terrible danger.
Meantime, Las Vegas investigators are still searching for a suspect in three homeless shootings there. House Speaker Mike Johnson is signaling his fellow Republicans there will pursue the possibility of impeaching President Biden.
Their idea is that if they can command the headlines, then they can embarrass Biden further and they can keep him below Donald Trump in the polls. And therefore, they'll be in better stead for the election that will come next November for president and for Congress.
But University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato does not see an appetite among all House Republicans to do this, especially ones representing competitive districts. In college football, number 8 Alabama beat the top-ranked two-time defending national champion Georgia 27-24, that in the SEC championship game. Wall Street finished the week on an upswing, the Dow up 295 points. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
If you have
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls.
Max Inc. Radio will be our local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit, we're in shape, we are tight, we are muscular, we are attractive for our ages, and we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along with us tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Visit them right now and get your tomato pie at salvatorestomatopies.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, great place to get locally brewed beer, handcrafted food, and live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com right now. This hour, we've got new music from Disc Geology Club. We'll do the new one from 7,000 Apart. Right now, it's brand new music, their second album they released this year. It's Dub Foundation with Ja Bookie, and this one with Captain Smooth. The name of the new album is called Spiritual Dubs. Here's the first two tracks on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
and I can't be late. And the fine timing is the best time it can sing again.
Sync on Civic Media, we are local music. That's brand new music there from Dove Foundation, Ja Boogie, and Captain Smooth. Double dip of that right there. Manifesting Dub and Divine Dub before that. It's all about the dub.
For sure.
That's their second album they've released this year.
So that's great. Good Reggae is available right now up on Bandcamp. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight across the Civic Media radio network. Rocker, Jimmy K., KJ filling in for Terry Barr. But Terry, don't worry. She has something for us, Rocker, a little bit later on in the show.
That's right, Jimmy. She is going to be talking to Chris Cruzy from Northern Wisconsin, runner-up in The Voice. Has some new music and a new tour. We're going to hear from her and Chris Cruzy. And then the Lair, Jimmy, Corey, Matthew Hart, right here performing live. And then Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text in the Civic Media app. We would love to hear from you. KJ would like to say hi to you. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I was impressed with our almost harmonies when Jen was here last hour.
Almost harmonies? What do you call an almost harmonies? I think we sounded great.
I mean, it was a good
starting
point.
Well, you sounded great.
You were awesome. Rocker and I've always had a fear of singing. I'll tell you why. I remember this one time when I think it was like eighth or ninth grade. I think maybe a little younger, maybe seventh grade in choir class, right? We were singing this song and I was having a good time. I was getting into it. I was singing. I remember the kid in front of me turning around. He goes, "You're way off key, bro. Just way off key." Ever since I've hated singing.
Oh, man, that'll just kill your spirit.
Yep.
But
he killed the singing
bug.
Were
you off key?
Oh, I definitely was.
Okay.
Not a question in the world.
And you're just harmonizing in a different note.
I don't even know what a note is, dude. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Oh. When it comes to music, I am totally inept as far as, like, knowing what notes are what or how to arrange stuff. I'm flabbergasted every time you hear a song that you really enjoy and the arrangement. How do they put that together to make it sound so good?
Oh, it's amazing. But that's why we all have our own skills, because you're here in order to make sure that everybody gets to hear these wonderful bands.
Well, Jimmy's skill is dancing.
I didn't know that. Oh, we're going to need to see some moves.
He's a fabulous dancer. He's even danced on TV once.
I'm so sorry this is radio, because it's going to be good.
This is fake news. There is nothing good about dancing either. Other than there is some comedic value
He's
to
over
it.
Over here doing the Carlton.
My wife is like, whenever we try to dance with Mrs. K, she's like, stop bouncing. Just don't bounce.
Oh.
It's a slow dance song,
Wait, is that the Running Man? Oh, that's the Limping Man. Oh, never mind.
Oh, my God. All right. Hey, I'm super excited. I might dance during the Lair tonight, live in the Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. I have to tell you, too, Max Inc. Heavy is coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. There's a bunch of new music in Heavy tonight, Rocker. We got new Abaddon's End.
Yes.
That came in. Also, I'm looking through the playlist. I'm looking for the specific band, Still Staying. They're out of Milwaukee. They sent in their music, and they're really good, too. They got a new album out. And Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. It's Essential Last Crack with a twist. During the month of December, we're doing a double dip from a band from the family tree of Last Crack.
Boy, and that's big.
It's a huge family tree. So
there are a lot of bands.
Tonight, we're doing a double dip of Faces for Radio. Right now, this band, they were in the on the show last week, Rocker, Disc. They're on tour. They're currently tonight on stage in Los Angeles. Actually, there's a time difference, so they're probably not in Los Angeles playing right now.
Yep.
But they're there tonight. They're playing in Los Angeles, tomorrow Santa Cruz. They're coming back to Madison on December 10th, playing at the High Noon Saloon. This is their new song right here, Kojo Kitties, excuse me, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I'm going to dance. Woo!
Such a deal. Kujo taught me how to chill. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music, the American Dead, Backseat Heartbeat. I was telling KJ off air, if you're a fan of the Madison music scene, you can sing along to that song. It's like a Madison anthem there. Love the American Dead. You guys weren't singing along, though. You don't know the American Dead.
That was before I moved here.
Calling you out right now.
I was too busy watching you dance, Gene.
No, it's mesmerizing.
Geology clubs. You're welcome, by the way. Geology club before
My
that.
My life is so full.
Teenage Love from their new album, Violet Skies. That's a great album, by the way. Check out Geology Club. I was just on their Facebook page. I didn't see any shows coming up for them. So hopefully they got play some new shows soon.
They're a previous Launchpad winner.
Yes. I wonder, hey, you know what?
They played Atwood Fest last year, the year before, the year before.
Dude, the other day I was sitting at home listening to music, and I was kind of looking ahead, thinking ahead with Max Inc. Radio and all the events we promoted this year, like Rockonson, the Mamas, the Whammies, is all coming up again in 2024, trying yes. to get it all together, get the stuff ready to go for it. You know what I mean, Rocker?
Yes.
Yes. Woo-wee. That's a lot of work right there.
There is a lot of music in Wisconsin, in every city in Wisconsin.
KJ, you go through this because you work with the Mamas, so you have that calendar events. All right, we got this coming up. We got to do this. We got to get this happening. Yeah. It's a lot of work to keep all that stuff together.
Right, and we're currently working on our 2024 calendar, and there's just we've got some new things going on with the Mamas. We've got new blood in there to make sure the organization works smoothly. And then, of course, when all the music comes in, you're like, oh, I like that song. Ooh, I like that song. Ooh, I like that song too.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And we want you to be part of the fun too. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We got Corey Matthew Hart live in the lair coming up at 9 o'clock. And Chris Cousy sits down with Terry Barr. We'll hear about that next on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Forget about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There ain't no what to do plan for heartbreak when it happens. Just rounded up some buddies, went and rented us a cabin. We're circled up, I'm tipping back that first one right now. Saying goodbye, only way I know how. Crushing cans with all my friends. Girl, this is how. I'm getting drunk and moving on, crushing cans till they're all gone. If you wonder what I'm doing, girl, you probably already guessed it. Got my middle finger up, something cold, light, and domestic. Like that 8-point on the wall, picked a bad day to be a deer. This bush light picked a bad night to be a beer. Cause I'm crushing cans with all my friends. Girl, this is how our story ends. I'm getting drunk. Yeah, you could be drinking alone, but I'm crushing cans with all my friends. Girl, this is how our story ends. I'm getting drunk and moving on, crushing cans till they're all gone. I'm crushing cans with all my friends. Girl, this is how our story ends. I'm getting drunk.
With Max Inc. Radio, and I'm Terry Barr. So happy to have you along with us again tonight. My guest is from Northwest Wisconsin, but may be well known to many of you listening, earning a runner-up spot on The Voice. You know, now at this point, Chris Cruzy, we need to welcome you in. Thanks for joining us for Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Oh, we are happy to have you here, too, because I feel at this point your life has expanded far beyond The Voice. But I've got a couple questions for you related to that as well. Now, you are from Barron, Wisconsin. Now, are people surprised to learn how where you grew up, how that maybe influences the music you do?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the biggest way it influenced me was, you know, my mom and dad bought a 20-acre plot of woods and built a house in the middle of it. That's, I mean, that we didn't, you know, we didn't have cable TV. We didn't have video games. We didn't have, you know, all these fancy electronics all these kids have today. And, you know, as far as like music goes, we didn't have Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube and all that. They weren't even a thing. And if they were, we wouldn't have had them. So the music we had was we got, I think, maybe two radio stations that would come in. And my dad gave me this giant box of cassette tapes when I was a little kid. That's the music we had to listen to. And so that's kind of what morphed into my, I guess, the nice way to say it would be like eclectic music taste. I love a little bit of everything. You know, on any given day, I'm listening to Patsy Cline or Led Zeppelin, you know, just depends on the day.
Yeah. What about those surroundings? And even now, does that continue to sort of inspire where your brain goes when you want to write a song?
You know, I'm lucky enough. We bought a really cool house in Barron County here. And, you know, we're off the road. We're out in the country.
Now, Chris, yeah. You've had top five country song. A number one rock song. You've been in Rolling Stone. My goodness, do these big achievements validify your career choice?
I get people that come up to me at shows all the time, and I know they mean well, and this isn't derogatory in any way, but they'll say things like, "We've followed you from the beginning." And I was like, "Oh yeah, when did you first see me?" And they said, "Well, after you were on The Voice."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, the beginning was a long time before that. You know, I started playing in bars when I was 13.
Woo.
And you know, I did that from age 13 to 27. And yeah, it was, you know, I got to the point where I was playing 250 to 275 nights a year. And then I went on TV, you know, it was, but I did that grind for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
And so that's The Voice is far from the beginning, but, you know, people mean well, you know, when they say that, and I mean, it's not their fault that they didn't know who I was. I was just local guy playing, pretty much playing in the upper part of Wisconsin. I mean, once in a while I'd get down to, I think the farthest thing I ever did was like, we played like a Legends Club party or something at Lambeau 10 years ago or something.
But, yeah.
But I didn't get too far. You know, just there's tons of little lake bars and stuff in the summertime. It's nuts up here.
So. Oh, that's awesome. And I read somewhere, I think, that you found a guitar in your basement when you were like 6 or 7 years old. Is that really kind of when it was the beginning for you?
That is, yeah. So my dad plays just a little bit. He hasn't played in years now, but he played, you know, when we'd go camping and whatnot, and he'd sit around the campfire with the guitar and play a few chords. And
I thought that
was the coolest thing ever. And, this guitar was always just leaning in the corner of the basement. It was, you know, and it's dad made it very clear. It's not a toy. So don't play with it. So every chance I got when no one was looking, I was over there messing with this thing.
Yeah.
What I could do with it. And mom and dad kind of caught on to that I was really into it. So for my 6th birthday, they got me a little guitar. That's the beginning. Yeah. And my dad, ingenious way to teach me, you know, he taught me one chord at a time, and he would take like, you know, like the little sticky portion of a sticky note. He would cut out that little sticky portion in a little tiny square and put stickers on the fretboard of a guitar where my finger should go.
Oh, that's genius.
And for a little kid, otherwise how are you going to explain it? And, so that's what he did. And like 3-4 chords in, then I was starting to, you know, jump into, by the time I was like 7, I was learning Skynyrd songs and whatnot.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You were meant for music, and obviously we are lucky for that. My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about The Voice? Let's talk about this and get this sort of out of the way. I know it's a big deal. Did it change you in any way?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it did, you know, in some way, shape or form. I'd like to think not too much, but as a performer, 100% it changed me. I was a guy sitting in the corner of the bar room playing songs for 4 hours every night. I wouldn't talk. I didn't tell stories. You know, I would have never done an interview like this, you know, prior to that. I was just kind of reclusive, and it kind of helped me grow into a little bit more of a performer. And that's still a constant growing battle, if that makes any sense.
It does.
But as far as like as a person, I don't think it did. Definitely a career change, that's for sure. It was definitely jump started everything for me. And I don't, not to get like too deep or anything, but what I don't talk about a lot is prior to The Voice. So I never auditioned for The Voice. They reached out to me, and I really did. Well, I wasn't going to do it. And then my whole family was telling me to do it. And I was like on the verge of just hanging it up, selling my stuff and not doing it anymore.
Wow.
Because I'd been doing it for so long with just nothing happening. And, you know, it was getting to the point, you know, I'd play, let's just for an example, it'd be like one night I'd play a bar and the bar would be really into it. Everyone's singing along with me. And I thought, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And then the next night I'd be playing to a bar full of people that could give, you know, they could care less if I'm there, if the jukebox is on. And so it's kind of tough to do that. You know, you're kind of pouring it out there and like no one's paying attention. And so it just, that kind of stuff, I was really close to hanging it up. And then The Voice came around.
Wow. Things happen for a reason.
Right.
I mean, that's really incredible. Wow. All right. This is Max Inc. Radio, and I am talking with musician Chris Cruzy. I love this part of what you've been doing. You've built quite the incredible relationship with veterans. Why is this so important to you?
You know, it's just one of those things. My dad was an MP in the military. And so never when I was alive, it was all before I was born. But we grew up with you know, a strong respect for it. You know, we'd go to the Memorial Day service here in Barron, and you know, it was kind of a situation where my dad was like, you know, you're going to pay attention and you're going to listen and understand why this is important. And, you know, just I'd seen all these things on the news of like Toby Keith back in the early 2000s. You know, Toby Keith was going overseas and playing for our troops, and it looked like the coolest thing in the world. Like, how cool is that? This guy's famous. He can do whatever he wants, and he's flying overseas into a war zone to go play for soldiers. Like, that's the coolest thing ever. And I was like, I always want to do that if I get the chance. And that chance came around. And I think the first time I went was 2014 or 2015.
So it's been there several times. But, you've been overseas.
Yeah, I think 13 times. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yep. So Middle East, Africa, Southeast Asia, and a little bit in Central America. You know, we've gotten to travel and see things that most people don't ever get to see. You know, like we're still doing it for the right reasons, but there's a big benefit for us too. So I feel bad people saying thank you for doing that, because I'm like, what I'm doing is a pretty small thing compared to what they're doing, you know? Like, it's, we're just going over there and playing some cool shows. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's, if we can make them not feel like they're 8,000 miles away from their home and their family and young kids, you know, for 2 hours.
Talking about playing in bars that sometimes aren't paying attention to you. You have this special listening show coming up. This is on Friday, December 8th at Monk's in Lake Delton, which, of course, is near Wisconsin Dells. People will listen to you at this place. They'll have questions for your music. How does that feel when you do know you are the center of attention in a room like this?
I've played Monk's once before. Yeah. And that's one of the coolest little rooms I've played in, because everybody in the room was like listening and into it. And it's super fun. And it makes, you know, when a crowd's doing that, it makes you want to perform better too.
Oh yeah.
Because you've got this, you've got the attention, and you like really want to put on a good show. To have, you know, people pay their hard earned money to come and see you play music is pretty cool, you know? Yeah.
Where can we keep up with you for, you know, anything that might be going on, to be able to find you and track you for other shows coming up?
Facebook, Instagram. I've
also been on your website though, which is pretty terrific. And can you remind me what that website address is, so people can go check you out there?
Yep. ChrisCruzyMusic.com.
Chris, I am so grateful to you for doing this. Is there anything we didn't learn about you that you want to share?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been writing a lot of songs this last year. I've been recording like crazy. There's some new stuff coming out. I'm putting there's a Christmas song that it's a, you know, standard Winter Wonderland that everybody knows that one. But I recorded that just a couple weeks ago with my friend Natalie Murphy. She's a fiddle player out of Nashville, and we did a duet.
Thank you, Chris. My goodness. Everybody, Chris Cruzy, his show again on Friday, December 8th at Monk's. Learn more and check out tickets there at monksbarandgrill.com. Chris, thank you again. What a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
you know that she's a keeper, she's a diamond, she's like Dolly at the rhyme, and she's that feeling when you find that folded Jackson in your jeans. She's a taker, hold her mama, brand new pair of Tony Llamas. Yeah, she's money in the bank, I think I hit the lottery.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That's 7,000 apart on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Before that, Chris Cruzy. Thanks to Chris and Terry Barr for giving us the awesome chat tonight. Sorry about the technical problems in there. We'll get that worked out later. But very generous of Chris Cruzy to share his time with Terry Barr and get it on the radio here on Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy K, Rocker, KJ, fill it in for Terry Barr tonight. Terry's probably knee-deep in Kiss right now.
The band, knee deep in Kiss.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying. You get ourselves in trouble there, you know. Brian would be like, "Hey, what's going on here?" You know. I wonder if they get the Kiss cam at Kiss. Is there a Kiss cam at Kiss?
I think every cam at a Kiss show is a Kiss cam.
I mean, 80 years of Kiss. I mean, have they thought of the Kiss cam at Kiss? I'm trying to be serious.
No, I see it in your eyes. Yeah. Or
am I on to something? We can get another 80 years of Kiss.
You say 80 years with such a straight face, but it does feel like they've been around for that long.
I'm embellishing here, okay?
Yeah. You've seen Kiss. I've seen Kiss both with makeup and without makeup.
I've never seen Kiss.
You know, the first time I saw Kiss was in 1979. It was the first concert I actually went to without my parents. And Judas Priest was the opening band. And that was their last year of like the all original band with makeup. I wasn't even really a Kiss fan, honestly.
What year was that for Priest? Was that like Electric Eye?
British Turbo? Steel.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
British Steel.
Yeah, that was good.
We're changing the format now. We're going to play some Judas Priest for the rest of the night. Wouldn't mind that at all. Hey, we got Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. MoveToMadison.com. My goodness gracious, Corey Matthew Hart is live in the lair at 9 o'clock. Where is he?
He's here.
Oh, he's here.
Yep, he's just down the hall.
Hey, Corey, excellent. We're getting warmed up. We'll get him sound checked. If you got to get some Buds, Green Delivery Service is where you got to get that at. Just go on Google and type in Green Delivery Service. The Buds will be at your house before you know it. What do you got to lose? Hello. It's Brett Newsky on Max Inc. Radio.
Jack's a mummy. Was hot overseas, I'm new in the local scene. Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record label's reading, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. With the war set off by the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel,